Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Kansas is doing okay economically, but lots of folks there aren't so sure.
The 2023 Kansas Speaks poll from Fort Hays State University shows that 50% think it's good, while 48.2% think it's not great. People are split. And when they ask if things are getting better or worse, 40.5% say worse, 33.7% say the same, and only 18.7% say better. And when they ask if they're worried about the economy hurting their families, 45.5% say they're pretty concerned. I'm J.P. Bazette for the Kansas Information Network.
Taking only 2 weeks to paint a new mural in Horton is honoring the lives of those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. According to Reinvent Horton President Connie Werner, we've had the dream for a number of years. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Let's be honest. We all know the reasons why it's important to quit smoking or vaping, but sometimes it's hard to take the first step. That's where we come in. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line provides free one-on-one coaching for Kansans who are ready to quit smoking or vaping. Our trained coaches will create an individualized plan to help you quit tobacco and fight cravings. Visit ksquit.org or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP.
Ranchers, it could be time to process those calves. Whether you're weaning your own or bringing in a potload of stockers, health protection is of utmost importance. So you need answers and the right products. No wonder ranchers from all 50 states have come to rely on the products and assistance they get at Valley Vet Supply. Another reason people from so far away get their supplies the Valley Vet way, they know the right products to keep in stock, like Valley Vet's broad selection of vaccines and insecticides. And their tech service veterinarians can help you make sensible choices for your situation. Same day shipments available direct to your door. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A public hearing will be conducted at 10 a.m. on Thursday, November 2nd, to consider the adoption of a proposal that would update a dairy regulation. The hearing will be held in person at the Kansas Department of Agriculture in Manhattan, as well as by video conferencing system. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is proposing revisions to KAR 47716 to update references to the Grade A Pasteurized Milk Ordinance and other documents to the current versions in order to reflect standards established by the Food and Drug Administration that are adopted by State Departments of Agriculture dairy programs. These ensure public health compliance in the production, transportation, and processing of milk and dairy products. A copy of the proposed regulation, as well as an extended notice of public hearing, can be found on the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/public comment. Anyone desiring to participate by video conference must pre-register to be provided with a video link, and written comments can be submitted on the public comment webpage prior to the hearing. Any individual with a disability can request accommodations in order to participate in the public hearing and may request a copy of the regulations in an accessible format. Anyone who requires special accommodations must make their needs known at least 2 working days prior to the meeting. For more information, including special accommodations or a copy of the regulation, you can contact Rhonda Hutton at 785-564-6715. According to a statewide survey that was recently released, a lack of affordable housing is a major issue across Kansas. The Kansas Speaks survey is put together every year by the Docking Institute of Public Affairs at Fort Hays State University and the survey was conducted from September 20th through October 10th, with 485 people participating who were selected based on economic status, education, and gender. This year, 70% of those surveyed said they'd worried about the cost of housing, and more than 60% of respondents said their community is facing negative impacts because of a lack of affordable homes to buy or rent. Fort Hays State University Talking Institute of Public Affairs Director and survey co-author Brett Zollinger said a shortage of housing isn't just a quality of life issue, but an economic problem, because it can be difficult for businesses to recruit employees to a specific area if there's a lack of housing. Zollinger said spurring leaders into action is one of the purposes of the report, to at least start a dialogue on the local level where governments can potentially look into this further. And he added that local and state leaders can use this data to change policies and approaches. Governor Kelly announced that Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary Brad Loveless intends to retire upon the appointment of a new secretary in 2024. Governor Kelly congratulated Secretary Loveless on his well-deserved retirement and said she thanks him for his commitment to conservation, to Kansas's state parks, and to ensuring Kansas can enjoy the great outdoors for generations to come. She said his expertise will be greatly missed. Loveless was appointed to the role in January 2019, and during his tenure, the Little Jerusalem Badlands State Park and the Lehigh Portland State Park were established. The Kansas Flint Hills Trail was added to the National Trail System, and under his leadership, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks also opened an additional research facility and successfully stocked three protected species. Secretary Loveless said it's difficult to express how grateful he is to the governor for this opportunity to work with his smart, dedicated, hardworking colleagues at Wildlife and Parks. He said that by supporting staff and their good ideas for how to best accomplish promoting the health and wise use of Kansas's fish, wildlife, and abundant recreational resources, a dream of his was fulfilled, which is serving the people and state that he loves. To make the transition as smooth as possible, the Kelly administration will begin its search for a new secretary in the coming days. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Every day, more than 700 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer. Norton County Hospital encourages all women over the age of 40 to contact their doctor for a mammogram referral. During the month of October, the first 100 patients to be screened with our radiology staff will receive a free gift. Take the first potentially life-saving step today and call the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Early detection is often the key to a successful outcome.
The Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics are pleased to announce Kevin Fonder as their new Chief Executive Officer. The Norton County Hospital is a 25-bed critical access hospital and Level 4 trauma center co-located with the Norton Medical Clinic. And the Norton County Hospital and the Norton Medical Clinic provide medical services for residents in Norton County and surrounding Northwest Kansas and Southwest Nebraska communities. The Norton County Hospital has 130 dedicated and skilled employees to assist medical providers in all levels of inpatient care, a full range of outpatient ancillary services, and several visiting physician specialty clinics. Before joining the Norton County Hospital, Fonder was the Director of Information Technology for Jefferson Community Health and Life in Fairbury, Nebraska. Jefferson Community Health and Life is a 17-bed critical access hospital with a rural clinic, one 40-bed long-term care facility, and a 65-bed assisted living facility serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. Before joining the Jefferson Community Health and Life, Fonder spent more than 26 years serving as an Army officer in the Signal Corps. In that capacity, he served all over the world, led both small and large organizations, and finished his career as a colonel in December of 2020. Fonder holds a Bachelor of Arts from Ball State University, a Master's of Business Administration from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, a Master's in Information Technology from Webster University, a Master's of Science in Strategic Studies from the U.S. Army War College, and a Certificate in Executive Healthcare Leadership from Cornell University. Fonder has three sons who all live in Indiana, and his hobbies include volunteering in veteran organizations, restoring and cooking with vintage cast iron cookware, and reading. You can join the Norton County Hospital in welcoming Fonder into the community within the next 2 months, and the Norton County Hospital is looking forward to the future under his leadership and guidance. More information about the hospital can be found on their website at ntcohosp.com. Results for the Norton Blue Jay Cross Country State 3A Championship that was held at Rimrock Farm in Lawrence, Kansas on October 28th includes the results for the top three girls teams, with Southeast of Saline placing first with 52 points, Wichita Trinity placing second with 112 points, and Norton placing third with 115 points. The individual results for the Norton girls: Emma Collins placed fourth and was a medalist. Mackenzie Clydesdale placed 20th and was a medalist. Savannah Rumback placed 36th. Ainsley Collins placed 42nd. Lorelei Granberry placed 73rd. And Natalie Simmons placed 89th with the season best. Norton Blue Jay cross country coach George Rossi stated that the girls were nothing short of amazing on Saturday. He reported that as the girls lined up, the rain started to fall and the temperature was very cold. However, the girls handled it well. Emma Collins was the fastest freshman in 3A with a blazing time of 19:54 to place fourth, beating several top finishers from last year. Mackenzie Clydesdale ran with pure heart down the chute to cap off a wonderful senior season with a medal and a top 20 finish. Savannah Rumback ran her second fastest time, as did senior Ainsley Collins, who had an awesome sprint to the finish line, passing several other runners in the last 100 meters. Savannah and Ainsley knew who they had to be in front of to secure a trophy, and they followed the game plan to perfection. Lorelei Granberry also ran one of her best times of the year, showing incredible toughness and finishing very strong. Natalie Simmons, who is Norton's number six runner, had a season best time, and although Natalie often doesn't have the big crowds when she finishes, she shows more heart and perseverance than most people ever would, because she never gives up and is always upbeat despite being totally wiped out after a race. The team will lose seniors Mackenzie Clydesdale and Ainsley Collins, with Coach Rossi saying both of those girls have given so much to the cross-country team. They're both incredible runners, teammates, and above all, wonderful young women, and they will miss them very much. For the individual results for the Norton boys, Aston Katz placed 41st. Coach Rossi said Aston was the only qualifier from Norton's boys team this year, and he ran his second fastest time of his career on Saturday. Aston did a great job on Saturday, as the boys' race was amazingly fast, with the top 22 placers under 17 minutes. Finally, Coach Rossi said they would like to thank the students, staff, and community members for their wonderful send-off on Friday. He also gave thanks to all the parents, friends, and alumni that came to watch the team run, to Darcy Hager for doing a great job as an assistant coach, to Fig Millen for driving crazy hours to take pictures of the races, to the community of Norton for the wonderful support of the cross-country program, and to his wife Sue for all of her support and help. And most importantly, he wanted to thank all the members of the 2023 cross-country team. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Northern Valley Unified School District 212 understands that prevention programs are crucial to eliminating drug abuse. Please support your local schools during Red Ribbon Week, October 23rd to the 31st, and throughout the rest of the year, from Northern Valley Unified School District 212.
Transform your home into a haven of comfort and style. Step into Sander Furniture of Norton and discover the perfect dining room set that'll make every meal a special occasion. Create living rooms of your dreams with the wide selection of sofas, coffee tables, and entertainment centers. And for the perfect night's sleep, explore their bedroom collections featuring cozy mattresses, beautiful bed frames, and storage solutions to keep your space clutter-free. Visit Sander Furniture today on the corner of Highway 283 and Armory Drive and experience the difference. Sander Furniture, bringing nice things to you.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As low water levels have slowed commodities moving down the Mississippi River, the St. Lawrence Seaway presented an alternative for some parts of farm country. The St. Lawrence River connects the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, says the union that operates the locks between each of the Great Lakes has gone on strike over an impasse in contract negotiations. He says while the Seaway doesn't move a large percentage of U.S. commodities, it is a legitimate alternative for some that's now shut down.
It's an unwelcome development. Now, I think it's important to keep a broader perspective that the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway is only responsible for 1% of total U.S. soybean exports. It pales in comparison to the 55% that leaves from the Mississippi Gulf or the 25% that is launched from the Pacific Northwest.
He says exporters need as many options as possible for moving commodities overseas.
You know, one of the things that we continue to try to convey is that in the midst of a lot of these supply chain challenges, and low water conditions on the Mississippi River is a preeminent example of that, is we need to have as many options B, C, and D available. That's one of the real big lessons that we've learned amidst of all of these supply chain challenges that we've had over the last 3 years, is don't put all your eggs in one basket. The more you can diversify your supply chain, the more options you have, the better position you are to be successful.
While the St. Lawrence Seaway doesn't carry a lot of U.S. commodities, he says the system has room for more shipments in the future.
We absolutely can. There is capacity for the system. For a number of international customers, it's not a very viable option. If you're destined to the Asian market, it doesn't make as much sense.
This is the Kansas AgriReport.
Cattlemen, it's that time of year to graze those stocks and waterways. And to keep those cattle there, you need reliable temporary fencing from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has solar and plug-in electric fencers from Gallagher, Parmac, TrueTest by Datamars, and more. Plus Gallagher insulators, Bayguard polywire, grounding systems, and all the accessories you need to finish the fence. See these fence products pictured at valleyvet.com. And you can place your order online. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Pretty cool across the central plains for the next few days as chilly high pressure from the northern plains centers over Kansas. Another batch of cold air will move in from the north overnight, so tomorrow's temperatures will be a little bit lower across our state. Then we start a warming trend on Wednesday. It looks like our temperatures will be a lot more comfortable through the upcoming weekend after our brief winter preview. Precipitation chances stay low through Friday with dry air in place. Wind will be a little bit gusty starting tomorrow with the next high moving in, and then we'll stay breezy on Wednesday as a warm front crosses in from the west. On the map, heading into this afternoon, high pressure with cool air from the northern plains is the dominant weather feature over Kansas today. That'll give us sunny skies through the day, wind out of the north or northwest and fairly light. Another cold front is setting up in the northern plains, and that will quickly drop through Kansas overnight and early tomorrow morning with a fresh batch of slightly cooler air. Overnight, our cold front enters northern Kansas after midnight and quickly drops southward. With the clear skies, our lows will be very cold, with teens in the western counties and 20s in the east. The next high moves in early tomorrow. Temperatures will be a little bit cooler, mainly 40s statewide, but we may stay in the upper 30s in the eastern counties, and it should be a sunny day. A frontal boundary from eastern Colorado will move in on Wednesday as a warm front. Our temperatures will quickly rebound into the 50s and 60s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we're looking at upper 40s with mid-teens overnight. Mid to upper 40s north central, and tonight we're in the low 20s. Low to mid-40s northeast and low to mid-20s for the overnight hours. Southwest, upper 40s today and upper teens for the overnight. South central, mid to upper 40s for today, and then tonight's lows will drop into the low and mid-20s. Low to mid-40s southeast and mid-20s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.